This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Football fans will be cooking 1.4 billion chicken wings for the Super Bowl this weekend. We'll have more right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
One of the largest years for NFL viewership, thanks Swifties, is culminating in a Super Bowl matchup this Sunday between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. Lots of eyes on the game means lots of mouths to feed, and many consumers turn to a classic for their parties, chicken wings. Tom Super, communications lead at the National Chicken Council, said Americans are going to put away around 1.4 billion wings on Super Bowl Sunday.
We are projecting Americans will devour about 1.45 billion chicken wings this weekend for Super Bowl 58. That is a billion with a B.
Super said consumers have a preference when it comes to traditional versus boneless wings.
In terms of dipping sauces, barbecue in our last consumer survey came out number one, followed by ranch, and buffalo hot sauce was third. French fries are the preferred side for wings. And then you have your celery and your carrots. And then a slight edge to bone-in traditional wings other than the boneless wings out there.
While this is a massive number of chicken wings, Super said it's actually a comparable amount to last year since the supply hasn't changed much.
There's a couple reasons for that. USDA is projecting that last year's pounds and number of birds are pretty much flat compared to a year ago. And the reason that there wasn't an increase were feed costs relatively high, continued labor challenges. And, you know, even though demand is up, people would eat more wings if they were available, but they're just not there. So it's flat compared to last year.
Fortunately for wing lovers, Super said retail prices are down this year as well.
You'll definitely get some deals, some promos on wings at the grocery store, but I just wouldn't wait to the last second. If you're ordering them from a restaurant or a bar or the supermarket, I would get them maybe a little bit early.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.